This is Spencer Chase here at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we just got done with our fourth general session, and I'm here with Braden Skuvanek, the Garber FFA reporter from the state of Oklahoma. Braden, what are some creative ways that you have seen community service incorporated in your chapter or community?
Well, my FFA community does many service projects throughout. We clean up our community. We do being a chili supper to show our support to our community. And we like to influence younger people to show what the FFA really means.
And Braden, we saw the recognition of honorary FFA American degree winners, and they are known for their service to this organization. Who in your life is a servant leader? Who is someone that you look up to?
One big person I look up to all the time is my father. He's always been there for me. He's led me down the right path, and he's shown me what's right and wrong, and he brought me into this wonderful organization of the FFA.
And we saw Tiffany Rogers, our Eastern Region Vice President, give her retiring address, and she talked about signing here and how each signature is unique and each impact that each individual makes is unique. What impacts can you or this organization make that is unique?
I live by the saying, be a leader, not a follower. And I think that if I can lead someone and influence a younger person, that I've made a difference in someone's life. And that's really what I want to do no matter what.
All right, that was Braden Skuvanek from the Garber FFA Oklahoma Reporter. I'm Spencer Chase.